Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Davey.
Close your eyes.
So, Garrett, we're starting off this afternoon with news of a new Vietnam War movie.
Yeah, led by Tom Hardy. And there's an impressive cast for this movie as well. It's called The Things They Carried, and it comes from director Rupert Sanders. Now, joining Hardy in the cast will be Ty Sheridan, Stephen James, Bill Skarsgård, Pete Davidson, Ashton Sanders and Angus Cloud, with more to be announced as well. Oscar-nominated screenwriter Scott B. Smith is penning this adaptation of a Pulitzer Prize-winning finalist Tim O'Brien's acclaimed collection of stories about a platoon of young soldiers of Alpha Company and their experience on the front lines, trekking from village to village amidst sort of chaos and confusion. The young men struggle to navigate a sort of growing labyrinth of physical, mental and emotional terrains as they battle for the survival of their sanity, innocence and each other. Sanders most recently actually directed Apple TV's upcoming drama series Foundation, which of course has a lot of it has been shot in Limerick.
All right, that's The Things They Carried. Now, an interesting new role for Mr. Pierce Brosnan.
It sounds like an interesting project all round, actually, because he's been cast alongside Helena Bonham Carter as the leads in a comedy called Not Bloody Likely, which will deal with the true story of the first staging of George Bernard Shaw's Pygmalion in 1914.
I like the sound of this, I have to say.
I know, sort of instantly catches your attention, yeah. Doesn't it? So Brosnan's going to play Shaw, who's written obviously his masterpiece and is determined to get the great Pat Campbell to play the role of Eliza Doolittle in the staging of the production on the West End. But is her casting just a chance for Shaw to rekindle his once great love, the one that got away? Mm. You've got a good director here as well. Joel Hopkins is directing, written and directed. And the production is set to start in the UK in spring 2021. And good cast. Helena Bonham Carter is actually going to be seen in The Crown, which is coming out very shortly.
Yes.
And this was the last we've seen of Brosnan on screen, was in a funny role in the Netflix film Eurovision Song Contest, The Story of Fire.
Funny
saga.
In that. He can do comedy, no doubt about that.
He can.
Now, what
can
about
indeed.
Christopher Walken? What's he up to?
Yeah, he's joined the cast of an Apple workplace thriller series called Severance, which begins filming this month. Adam Scott stars as Mark, an employee of Illumin Industries, which is looking to take back work-life balance to a new level. Great cast in this as well. Patricia Arquette, John Turturro also star. Mm. Walken's going to star as Berth, who's a department head of optics and design at Illumin. Now, in other casting news for a streamer, Jeremy Irons is heading to Netflix to star in an original film called Munich, which is an adaptation of a best-selling 2017 novel by Robert Harris. This film is set in 1938, when Europe stands on the brink of war. Adolf Hitler is preparing to invade Czechoslovakia. Neville Chamberlain's government desperately seeks a peaceful resolution. So with pressure building, a British civil servant and a German diplomat travel to Munich for emergency conferences. Irons is going to play Chamberlain in the movie, and actually George MacKay is going to play the British civil servant who travels as well. So the filming has just started in Germany. We'll also shoot in the UK as well, and Netflix will release this in 2021.
I like the sound of that too, and good casting. Now, I mentioned a few highlights for the forthcoming Cork International Film Festival last Saturday, but there is just so much to choose from, Garrett.
Yeah, this is the 65th year of the festival. It's the longest running festival in Ireland. Of course, everything is online this year, but that should not deter people, because actually what a great chance for everybody across the country to be able to see the wonderful films that they're showcasing. Just a couple to pick out. I mean, yeah, there's new movies that will include William Dafoe in a movie called Siberia, Viggo Mortensen in Falling. Fans of Paul Mescal will be interested to know that he's in a short film called Drifting as well. I saw that movie at the Galway Film Flat, and it's a really, really nice short film.
Okay, great.
It starts with the racer. This is a sports drama which sort of transports everybody back to the Tour de France when it passed through Ireland. That's on tomorrow night. That's the opening of the festival. So that's a good one to watch. But other Irish films that are going to be screening, The Bright Side, there's a debut feature as well called The End of Chaos, and documentaries called Home is the Sacrifice Zone and Castro's Spies. So lots to look out for. There was over, 3,000 short films submitted as well, 81 chosen. So you know the standard. Yeah. Is going to be very, very high. Corkfilmfest.org is where you can check out. You can get individual passes for each film if you wish, or buy a subscription that will get you access to the entire festival. Lots to check out.
All right. Best wishes to all at corkfilmfest.org and running from November 9th to 15th. What trailer have you been checking out for us, Garrett?
So Tom Hanks is back on the big screen again. This is set 5 years after the end of the Civil War. He plays a captain, a veteran of three wars. He now moves from town to town as a non-fiction storyteller. But he comes across this 10-year-old girl who's been taken by the Kiowa tribe. And he takes her under his wing. They travel hundreds of miles through unforgiven wilderness, but they face tremendous challenges as they go along. Paul Greengrass directs as well. And as I said, Tom Hanks starring alongside a very interesting newcomer as well, Helena Zengel. So check out the trailer for that movie.
Looks interesting. And if it's Tom Hanks, we will watch it. Let's face it. Yeah. I certainly will.
News of the World, by the way, is the name of the movie. Sorry, I forgot.
News of the World. Thank you. News of the World.
We're checking out for the trailer
right.
as well.
We'll keep an eye on that one too. What about a few new releases to mention online?
Yeah, just a couple of ones to mention. If you want to keep the kids happy, there's a new SpongeBob movie called Sponge on the Run. I love that title. And there's another movie on Netflix as well called Operation Christmas Drop. This is about a by-the-book political aide who falls for a big-hearted Air Force pilot while looking to shut down his tropical base and the airborne Christmas tradition. So there's two options for Netflix viewers this weekend.
Very good. Give us a TV movie.
I enjoyed this movie a lot. It's actually quite a dark humour in it. It's a political satire, probably good for the times we're in right now. The Death of Stalin.
Oh, yeah.
This is set, takes place in Moscow, the year's 53. And Joseph Stalin has died after a brief illness. And there's chaos afterwards in the bid for power. A really good cast. Andrea Riseborough, Jason Isaac, Rupert Friend, Steve Buscemi, Jeffrey Tambor and Michael Palin all star in this movie. So worth a watch, I think. And it's on RT2 tonight at 9:10.
Sounds good to me. Garrett, we'll talk to you next Saturday. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Aideen.